Historically, December 1st Friday is the biggest art walk of the year, but this November is no slouch. This is no surprise to Marianne Manning, who is showing at the Juno Douglas City Museum and says this is the time of year to make art.
There's nothing like painting on wet, rainy days to go into your studio, and you can kind of see why Southeast Alaska has always had amazing artists.
Manning, who paints oil and pastel landscapes and portraits, is sharing the night with cartoonist Tony Toe Newman and the Downtown Sights crew, whose work features a variety of mediums capturing Juno's core. Just down the hill, ceramic artist Brandon Howard is showing at the canvas. Howard says his love for ceramics came from utility.
I like getting to build things and make things for use to solve problems. And so it was my way of making the things that I eat from, the things that I drink from, storage containers, making them the way I wanted them to be.
If you're coming in from the Valley or Douglas, you might want to stop at the Jack and see the collaborative poetry and calligraphy work of Gordon Harrison and Sarah Isto.
After I retired, I wrote two nonfiction books, and then I was ready to work with something shorter and maybe a little more creative. And so a couple of years ago, I started writing poetry. And then Gordon picked up some of the pieces and used them for practice. And
here we are.
Here we are.
If you're inbound from Thane, you could begin your night at the Red Dog with Brian Weed's photography of historic Juno area mines. His passion for his subject began when he was a kid. He says his dad would bring him to work and set him loose.
In the summer times, he would bring me to Douglas and drop me off and say, be back, 3:30. And that's when I'm leaving, and I would run around Sandy Beach and go way out there and explore the mine tunnels out there and see the old mine ruins and kind of stray off the trail and run as fast as I could back to the parking lot to be there at 3:30 again.
As you get into town, you can see Tony Harbinuck's photography at the Juno Artist Gallery, or go make art by participating in Kindred Post's Mealtime Antics photo booth and hear Cats and Kites, or see Barbara LaValle and Alice Tiersteg's work at Annie Kale's, or comic artist Dylan McConus at Alaska Robotics, or Elise Tomlinson's oil paintings at Sweet 105, or Mary Vanderjack's work at the Rookery. There are just too many to mention.
Hey.